This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, economics, tourism, and much more for the entire KUAF listening area. How are you, sir?
I am well this morning. How is it there in Fayetteville?
It's not too bad. It's summer, so it's what you would expect, I suppose.
Yep.
The Compass Report, which, of course, the City Wire produces throughout the year, has the latest edition is out. It shows the economy slowing in the greater Fort Smith area, and it shows some positive things for the Northwest Arkansas economy.
Yeah, it's not a surprise, although it is a little disappointing. If we talk about the Fort Smith area, the economy began to pick up and was showing signs that it had reached the bottom and was moving up. Even if it was slight moves up, it was at least a move in the right direction. But this first quarter of 2013, it slipped in relation to where it was in the first quarter of 2012. And a lot of that still, Kyle, is just the labor force. I mean, we're seeing a smaller labor force. The unemployment rate was somewhat higher. It's just that persistent labor problem. I think we're up to 51, maybe 52 months of an unemployment rate at or above 7%. In many of those months, it's been at or above 8%. So that's just been tough. And we're seeing some sales tax collections flat or decline as a result of that labor issue. But on the other side of that coin, you have Northwest Arkansas, and it's still just gaining momentum. Housing numbers are up. Sales tax collections are up. The labor force numbers are definitely up there. So it's almost exact opposite image of what's going on in the Fort Smith area. And as our Compass reports, we also measure Central Arkansas economy. So we're looking at the top three metro areas in the state. And the Central Arkansas economy slipped also a little bit in the first quarter of 2013 compared to 2012. So as our economist Jeff Collins noted, it's a little bit of a little disconcerting for two of the three largest metro areas to have slipped a little bit.
The unemployment rate in Northwest Arkansas for that first quarter of 2013, 5.5%. That's the lowest in the state of all the...
Well, right, and I think it's one of the lowest of the 370 or 360-something metro areas. I think it's one of the top 75 in terms of the lowest. So it's not just a good booming metro area in Arkansas. It's one of the hottest metro areas in the country. Of course, you have some little companies some folks have heard of, like Walmart and Tyson and J.B. Hunt, and the University of Arkansas help keep that employment going.
The saga of the remnants of Whirlpool continues in Fort Smith. Of course, what was left behind and what that does to the people who live near there. And this week, in the City Wire, there were questions about the people, some of the efforts to help the people who might be hurt by what was left behind.
Right. It's been an interesting dilemma. Of course, there's this nasty chemical called PCE, and apparently it's leaked out over years from Whirlpool's manufacturing plant there in Fort Smith, and it's affected a lot of residents, affected a lot of homes that are around the plant. Well, back in March, Erin Brockovich and her consulting firm, environmental consulting firm, came to Fort Smith and essentially said, "We're going to investigate this. We're not going to let Whirlpool get away with this. We've got your back." Well, they were going to set up a Facebook page. And they were going to do several other things, and they just never did. And we, the City Wire, tried frequently. We placed more than 50 phone calls to their consultant, tried to get in touch with her and the consulting firm, and nobody would return calls. Then we started having some of the residents call us, say, "Hey, we can't get the Erin Brockovich's consulting firm to call us back. And, you know, we don't know what's going on." And in fact, a couple of the residents ended up joining a civil lawsuit against Whirlpool because they got tired of waiting on Brockovich. But anyway, we posted a story essentially saying, you know, "Where's Erin?" The next morning after we posted the story, she called bright and early, and she was a little upset with us. But once we lined out what we'd done to try to get in touch with her, she calmed down somewhat. At the end of the call, it was very conciliatory, and she's promised that she's not going to abandon Fort Smith. She's going to do everything she can to get to the bottom of this and help these people because, unfortunately, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality has not been what's the right word? Let's just say they've not been as proactive on behalf of the community and the citizens as one might expect.
Finally, there was an interesting article in the CityWire.com this week about storm chasing, chasing after tornadoes. Not the professionals who do it for documentaries or for the Weather Channel, but there's actually tourism based on chasing after a tornado?
Yeah, that's I just find that nuts, frankly. I mean, I guess everybody has their thing. I mean, you got this guy walking across the Grand Canyon. That's crazy, too. But, yes, it's a tourism business, and it's drawing some heat. You know, we had some of the professional storm chasers tragically die from some of the recent tornadoes in Oklahoma. And so it's raised questions as to how safe is this? And, you know, the storm, obviously these tour companies say, look, we haven't killed anybody. We know how to stay away. We don't go after the big tornadoes. But hey, you've got we talked to some of the weather folks, Drew Michaels at 4029, just to, you know, would you recommend this? What do you think about this industry? But yeah, Ryan Saylor, our reporter, he pulled that together as his idea. Kudos to him. But that's something I'm not going to spend money on to see how close I can get to, you know, something that throws cars around like they were, you know, toys.
Well, one of the guys Ryan talked to who runs this storm-chasing tourism outfit says he's gotten a group of tourists within 150 yards of a small, slow-moving tornado in Colorado. That doesn't sound safe to me.
Well, I mean, first of all, is there such a thing as a slow-moving tornado?
Well, yes, exactly.
So, you know, that even an F1 or F2, whatever, those things are dangerous. So, and 150 yards, you know, that's just a little over a football field. I mean, that's the kind of number we hope the Razorbacks put up at least in one half of offense next year, but that's not anywhere near a tornado, I'd want to be.
Well, it's an interesting article that's on the front page right now. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire that covers business, politics, arts, and weird tourism. For the entire KUAF listening area, Michael, thank you very much.
All right, welcome back to the States, too, Kyle.
Thank you.